And at 7:06, it's cloudy and 27 degrees. We look for cloudy to partly cloudy skies today with a high near 30. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. In area news, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest early this morning of a Villisca man. Charles A. Mace, Jr. was taken into custody at around 12:45 a.m. on a warrant charging him with providing false identification information. Mace, Jr. was located by authorities in Clarinda and transported to the Montgomery-Page County line, where he was turned over to Montgomery County authorities. He was being held at Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center on $300 bond. The lingering question of where to locate the Cass County 911 Center is one step closer to being determined. During Monday evening's meeting of the Cass County Public Safety Commission, Commissioner Gaylord Schelling, who also sits on the Board of Supervisors, made an announcement with regard to the Cambridge Law Firm building at 707 Poplar Street.
We have a contract.
Yeah.
Good. Acquisition date?
Hopefully before the end of the year. If everything goes well, it should be, not a problem.
So there is a purchase contract.
And they are one way or the other. It could be sooner, it could be later. It's not, you know, not the contract doesn't have to be done at that time. Whatever we get done, we'll get it done. But we're going to try to get it done before then, yeah.
I think for tax purposes, it doesn't want to get done before the end of the year.
Last month, the Public Safety Commission passed a motion requesting a quote from the Cambridge law firm with regard to the purchase price of the building. Information was then presented before the Board of Supervisors, who gave their blessing to proceed with the negotiations. Schelling did not disclose what the purchase price would be during Monday night's meeting because there were still some matters being worked out. Now that the county has agreed to purchase the building, it remains to be seen whether the lower level of that building will be used for a new 911 center or the offices of the county assessor and engineer. Moving those offices to the building across the street from the courthouse would likely open up space for an expansion of the current comm center on the lower level of the courthouse. Last month, E911 Director Rob Coppard said it would cost more money to reconstruct the lower level of the courthouse once the assessor's and engineer's offices are moved than it would be to make the Cambridge building fit the needs of the 911 center. But last night, Coppard said while cost is still an issue, location wasn't.
I don't really care where the comm center is, but you know, if it's cheaper to put it over here and keep it in the courthouse, so be it. If it's cheaper over there, so be it.
Next week, Al Provandro with Carlson West and Provandro Architectural Firm in Omaha will be in Atlantic to reassess the lower level courthouse space with the idea the assessor and engineer's offices would be moved out. He should then be able to come up with an estimate on how much it would cost to renovate those areas and if it's even wise to do so. In his report to the Board of Supervisors this past April, Al Provandro said any changes to the courthouse would cost big bucks and it's something that's not easily done. Discussions on how to handle the space needs of the Cass County 911 Center, along with the new equipment necessary for next generation 911 services, has been ongoing for more than 2 years. Iowa's 911 program manager said at a recent meeting that all public safety answering points must have in place a fully compliant NG911 system by December 31st of 2015. At last night's Public Safety Commission meeting, Rob Coppert said a location would have to be secured by July 1st, 2014, in order to properly build or equip a new communications center, which would take 1 year to install and make operational 911's system equipment, which still needs to be ordered. The commission agreed to participate in a state of Iowa 911 grant program, which requires a 50% match in order to obtain a maximum $50,000 grant to help with operational or project costs. If the grant application is approved, the funds will likely come from the wireless or wireline surcharges and other areas. The Harlan Community School District has approved a contract to develop and design the new Merrill Field. During their meeting Monday, the Board of Education agreed to a contract with FEH Associates out of Sioux City. The Harlan Community Education Foundation gifted the school district $600,000 during the board meeting. Superintendent Justin Wagner spoke highly of the effort placed by the Education Foundation.
Really, today is a historic action taken by the board. The Education Foundation has put a monumental amount of time and effort into the recent fundraiser and really appreciate their leadership again.
The foundation has collected $950,000 for the $1.5 million project. However, the rest of the money has been donated but not collected. And Wagner said the rest of the donations are guaranteed by a local bank. The contract says that FEH Associates will be responsible for the overall coordination of the project, field verification, as well as construction documents and demolition around the bleacher areas, bleacher replacement, and new fencing around the track. The school district plans to begin the project on March 1st of 2014. In the funeral announcements, Nancy Ann Pritchard, age 60, of DeSoto and formerly of Stewart, died Thursday at St. Luke's Hospital in Kansas City. Memorial services for Nancy Ann Pritchard will be today at 11 o'clock at the First Congregational Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart is in charge of the arrangements. Ruby Anderson, age 80, of Atlantic, died Saturday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Memorial services for Ruby Anderson will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock in the chapel at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Myrtle Nelson, age 92, of Elkhorn, died Monday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Myrtle Nelson will be on Friday at 11 a.m. at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. And Peggy Jo Creveling, age 58, of Atlantic and formerly of Griswold, died November 24th at the Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Peggy Jo Creveling will be on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs, and in Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.